community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That's the new single King from La Fontaine's, and I'm very pleased to be joined on the phone by lead singer Kerr O'Ken. Hello there, Kerr.
How are you doing, sir?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
Good, man. Very good. Woke up my travel lodge.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So you're out on tour at the moment, aren't you? Somewhere between Manchester and Bristol, is that right?
Yeah, so we're just in Manchester after last night's show, and now we're about to depart for sunny Bristol.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, nice day for it as well. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the band. You've been together about 4 years now. How did you all find each other?
I actually started with myself and the guitarist, Ian. We went to the same school, and basically we decided to form a kind of wee band. And we just kind of recruited pretty much all the, at the time, the best musicians in the school or from around about our area.
We found
Jamie, our drummer. He was a busker at the time.
So you didn't have to look far for everybody then. We just kind of stumbled
on each other. Mother was quite a small place, so you kind of know what's happened.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, do you all have similar musical influences, or do some of you like the hip-hop side or the rock side, or it all just all mesh together?
It's probably very varied, which is why the music sounds like it does as well. But, I mean, I like predominantly hip-hop influences, and you've got bands, the boys who do like the rock side of things, and electronic stuff, so it's all very, very varied, you know.
Yeah.
Which is probably why it actually sounds like it does as well. It's just like a big kind of melting pot of influences there.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of bands blending sort of hip hop and rock and electronic and so on these days. I mean, there were a few sort of going back sort of 20 years or so. Funny enough, I've just seen one of them who are like the granddads of the scene now, I guess. Pop Will Eat Itself, who were in London last week. Do you have any influences from bands such as Pop Will Eat Itself and Censor and people like that who were doing it in the 90s? Or are you finding your own sound?
Yeah. We're certainly aware of those kind of groups, but we've never really been influenced by anything like that. We just kind of go in and make kind of what we do ourselves. We never really have any contrived ideas of, you know, this should sound like this, or we should try and make it kind of fit into this kind of genre. We just kind of go and make the music that we do and see what happens, sort of thing. And over time, that's kind of evolved to what our La Fontaine sound is now.
Just whatever you're comfortable with and whatever fits, really. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, cool. Now, although you've been together a few years, your debut album is out. It's actually out next week, isn't it? Is that right?
It is, on Monday the 8th of June.
Yeah, cool. How easy was that to write and record? Was that a straightforward process, or did it take a long time for the ideas to come together?
Well, it's pretty much the accumulation of everything we've ever done as a band. We've been a band, like you said, for about 4 years, but we've been on the road touring pretty solidly for that full duration, and I think this record's the best representation of what the La Fontaine sound is now, and in that sense we've had plenty of time to kind of gather our ideas and kind of get back to what we do. There was no real blueprint to follow in terms of what kind of music we make, so we had to kind of figure out what worked and make our mistakes, etc., before we kind of stumbled onto where we are now, and which is the kind of band who completely know what they are all about and what their sound is. So it took those years, I think, to kind of get to the point where we are at this point.
And now you're comfortable with the way it sounds, and
absolutely,
yeah.
We're very proud of this record, man.
Yeah. I mean, you had a couple of singles before, and then you've got a single, obviously, promoting the album, which is King, and you recorded a video for it as well. Now here's a question I haven't asked the band before. So you all broke out of a jail in Morocco then?
Yeah, that actually happened. We were filming in Morocco, and you need a permit to film in these kind of places. To be honest, we knew you need a permit to film anywhere. Mm. But we were a very financially poor band.
Yeah, sure.
So we decided we were just going to avoid the payment for that. And we went over, and wasn't too long before we attracted extreme attention to ourselves, and a black van pulled out, three police officers jumped out, took us to the kind of holding cell in the Medina. Mm. And interrogated us for about 4.5 hours, which was like an episode of Homeland. It was terrifying.
Oh my God, I can imagine, yeah. I mean, how long had you actually been recording before they caught you?
We've probably managed to get about a full day, not, maybe three quarters of a day in before we get caught, and it was the last scene on in Marrakesh. We were, it's where we get caught. I was in the kind of middle, which stupidly enough, obviously I got attention attracted to this. I was in the middle of the road, and well, like it was kind of like rush hour traffic. It felt like they were all coming behind me.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing visually. It just obviously was quite daft.
So it wasn't, I mean, I suppose you can look back and laugh at it now, but it must have been fairly fairly frightening
totally.
Experience.
I mean,
being interrogated.
What happened was they went away to get a translator, and they didn't need to be honest. It was very clear what they were trying to say. We kept going, no, we're just a local pub band, just for YouTube, no money or whatever sort of thing. And the same day that we were playing, main stage team the park back home, so they must have googled the band. They were like, no, you were very famous back home. I'm like, no. So in a way, I got a translator, and security felt very lax at this point. So we just decided to go, man, I've done anything wrong, let's just leave.
It's incredible that you managed to actually just walk out, and they came and found
out.
You afterwards, didn't they?
Totally, that's kind of what happened. Was we left, and we're like, that's totally fine. And then about 3 years later, it felt like SWAT team was surrounding the hotel. There was about nine officers there, and it was I felt very much overkill. But luckily, the staff in the hotel, who we managed to befriend, they kind of spoke my native tongue and got us out of the situation, and we very quickly left for Sahara Desert that night.
Yeah. So you were saved by some of the hotel staff, which is
absolutely,
which is great. Yeah, I mean the video wasn't all filmed in Morocco though, was it? At some point you're riding choppers down the street. I take it that didn't happen in Morocco, did it?
No, it didn't happen in Morocco. We were it went from kind of Glasgow, Barrowlands, which is a kind of very iconic part of Glasgow, to London, and I forget the place, that's called Piccadilly.
Okay.
And then against the cathedral as well, and then from there we went like up the Atlas Mountains and all that in Morocco to the big gorge, to then eventually kind of finishing in the Sahara Desert, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, stunning backdrop on a lot of the scenes. So
you
did pick a fantastic place to film it, even if you did get caught without the permit there. You're in the middle of the tour at the moment. Obviously, you're on your way to Bristol tonight, and you've got a gig in London. You're playing London on Friday, is that right, the Barfly?
Yeah, man, I'm playing the Barfly on Friday.
And then after the tour, you get back to the Tea in the Park, because you were there, I think, was it last year you were there, and you're back there this year on the main stage this time?
We kind of started coming through the ranks almost for that. Where we kind of played the tea break stage, which was the very much the unsigned, undiscovered kind of band stage. And that was, I remember playing that like maybe 3 years ago, no, 4 years ago. And that was like a massive thing for us. And then kind of we went and played, we headlined the BBC introducing stage.
Yeah.
And then last year we kind of came back as kind of special guests on the tea break stage. So to go from literally the smallest stage to the biggest one in the space of years, like a massive achievement. It's a good nod that we're going in the right direction, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that's on the 11th of July. We've got the new album out next week, so busy times for you, and you're playing London, of course, on Friday. So, Kerr, good luck with all of it. There's a lot going on, and we hope it all goes really well for you.
Thanks very much, man. Appreciate it.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.